From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hillary Clinton has claimed the Democratic presidential nomination on Tuesday.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won North Dakota and Montana on Tuesday, but Clinton won South Dakota, New Mexico, and New Jersey. Clinton also won the largest state in question, California, securing a majority of its 475 delegates. President Obama called both candidates on Tuesday, congratulating Secretary Clinton on winning the necessary delegates to secure the nomination. He also thanked Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for mobilizing millions of Americans and bringing attention to the issues such as fighting economic inequality. Sanders called Secretary Clinton to congratulate her on her victories, but gave no indication about conceding, vowing to continue the fight. A police officer and two civilians have been killed in a car bomb explosion outside a police station in Turkey near the Syrian border. As many as 30 others have been injured, and multiple ambulances have been sent to the scene in the town of Minyat, the prime minister says, and is blaming Kurdish militants for the attack. More than 20 people have been wounded after police in Papua New Guinea opened fire on a student protest on Wednesday in the capital of Port Moresby. Reports indicate that at least four have been killed. This is VOA. Sudan has extradited a man suspected of being behind a migrant trafficking network to Italy, police said on Wednesday. Reporter Josephine McKenna spoke with VOA's Joe DiCapua about the arrest.
This is seen as an incredible breakthrough for law enforcement officials in Africa and in Europe. Mered Medani is a 35-year-old known as the General because of his operations. He modeled himself on the late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and he's alleged to be responsible for sending thousands of migrants through Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. An arrest warrant was issued for him in 2015 because he was believed to be responsible for the tragedy that occurred off the coast of Lampedusa in October 2013, where at least 350 people died.
He is the first suspected top smuggler to be arrested in Africa and detained in Italy, which, like Greece, has been overwhelmed by an influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants since 2008. South Korea's government on Wednesday declined to directly confirm the reported resumption of plutonium production in North Korea, but said it is watching the relevant movements closely with serious concern. Unification Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee told reporters it is a well-known fact that North Korea has been continuously pursuing various reprocessing activities to secure additional plutonium. There has been close coordination between South Korea and the United States on this issue. Unnamed U.S. and U.N. officials say North Korea is again using spent nuclear fuel to process plutonium at the Yongbyon facility. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Yukiya Amono, said on Tuesday that there are indications of resumption of nuclear reprocessing based on satellite imagery. Insurgents in Afghanistan abducted almost 50 passengers off a bus in Kunduz province Wednesday morning. Security forces managed to rescue a few of the passengers, and police are now planning an operation to release the rest. No group has taken responsibility as of yet, and this is the third mass kidnapping in the last 9 days. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer to end talks of pipeline attacks that are disrupting the country's oil production. The Niger Delta Avengers said on its Twitter account on Wednesday that it is not negotiating with any government committee. It also said the group blew up an oil well known as RMP-20, belonging to the Chevron Corporation in the Wari North area at about 1 a.m. local time. For more news, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.